Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on dollars and cents and economic development issues in Central Kentucky. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me on the phone is the managing editor of Business Lexington, David Nichols. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm quite well. Now, last week, we got our first look at the latest renderings for Town Branch Commons. Now, that's the linear park through downtown from Vine over to Midland that will connect the Town Branch Trail to the Legacy Trail on up eventually into Georgetown. It's a $40 million project paid for by a combination of federal and state grants and loans. The mayor and the council members say it will be a game changer. My question to you is, are they right?
They very well could be. It is a big project. It's high profile. It's going right through the heart of downtown. And other cities have had success with similar sort of projects. City leaders here visited San Antonio, Texas several years ago and were impressed with the redevelopment areas along the San Antonio River, their Riverwalk area. And another trend in urban development circles is the linear parks, which often take advantage of easements or abandoned rail lines. Probably the most high profile of these, if you've been to New York City, in their Chelsea neighborhood, they have the High Line, which reclaimed one of these. And a couple of years ago, Chicago debuted a smaller scale version called the 606. The Town Branch Commons would be at ground level, but the general thrust is the same. It's to increase green space and also increase the walkability and bikeability of the urban core, while also encouraging business development along those routes. And certainly if you go to any of those other parks in Texas or New York or Chicago and see what's happening there, you do see commercial activity all along these projects.
Yeah, Mayor Gray, I think in an interview, he said this is just what a 21st century city will be looking more and more like.
A lot of data points point toward this being true. Millennials are famously less enamored of the car culture, and walkability and cycling has just taken off, and especially in urban cores where you're trying to bring people, especially young people, into a place where they can, exercise and live and find all the commercial development that, really goes along with urban settings. I think that, this kind of a path can really, bring, a new sort of element to what Lexington has to offer.
We don't have any official scientific data, but from all indications, there doesn't seem to be a lot of resistance from community members about this idea.
The Legacy Trail and the Town Branch Trail are both, really well used and well loved. This is going to connect both of those and make a 22 continuous miles of walking, running, and cycling. And last year, the city won a $14.1 million infrastructure grant. And that really is what kickstarted this project from the dream stage into the reality that we're seeing now. And they're getting ready to start the real work on this. And they expect it to be done in, 2020, which it's the future, but, that'll be here quick.
And one other thing, the blue horse that Visit Lex has been using to market Lexington to outsiders is going more high profile. Your thoughts on the city adopting it for its community spirit flag?
Well, it's funny. We talked to some of the Visit Lex folks when they first started to promote this, I think around 2009. It didn't have a whole lot of support locally, but it tested so well outside of here that it really has become a recognizable symbol of the city, and I think that that's what you're seeing with this community flag adoption, is that it really is it's got a trademark right there on the flag. it really is a recognizable symbol. It embraces our horse culture. It is it embraces the history. The horse itself is based on the horse Lexington, which was a top money earner of its time, based in Midway and until its death in 1875.
Now, we should mention it is not the official city flag, nor will it probably ever become that, because the council would have to change the city charter in order for that to happen. We already have a city flag. Some people have said it's like a city seal on a bed sheet. We'll leave that to other people's interpretations.
Sure. I think you're probably safe to say that the official city flag is pretty standard. It's it's a seal. And it's not quite as inspiring as something like this for marketing purposes, that's for sure.
Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of The Business Side. Our guest has been David Nichols. He is the managing editor of Business Lexington. You can hear our full conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Dave.
You as well, and thanks for having me.